I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-1 win in the FA Cup at Bognor. Alan, in this round of the Cup, our level is the highest teams that we could draw, and away draw is about as tough as it can get. You must be delighted with the result today.
Very pleased. It's about, if you're in the league, you can actually plan like we've been trying to do and move a few things about and try to add to the squad and try to do different things to move forward. And you've got 42 games to do it. In the FA Cup, it's about results, and you've got to actually get a result because you could play great, get beat 1-0. But I thought the way we handled ourselves today, by I thought could have went in 2-0 up at half time. Then we had a 10-minute wobble spell where we had scored in that, and I think, to be fair, how the lads bounced back, I thought it was excellent. The subs who come on, Bex and Young Jolly, who's a young kid, you know, I thought doing very, very well. He's raw, he's 19, and he's come as well on and done a job very, very well for us. So yes, I'm pleased how more that factor about FA Cup, you think, 1-1, we've got a win against her, but I thought we'd never folded, and I thought we'd come back stronger, and that's pleased us more than anything, to be honest.
You started today with Matt Gray at right back. Is that actually, you've identified a weakness there, or is
not
perhaps to accommodate Simon Hacker in some way?
No, just it's things where I had a left back sign, believe it or not, and he got called back this morning. I can't really see who it is at the minute, but hopefully we'll get him for next week. And I could have put Ozzy Lee Hall at right back, because he is a right back. So it's just one of them where, come on the day, it seems the goalkeeper got stuck. He had a car incident. He's nothing, I think he ran out with petrol or something silly like that, and he couldn't get to the game today. So that was another bit of a blur. You can't do anything about it. So no, he's just there as an emergency stop guy. He's done very well there, he does his job well, but we're obviously looking to get him further up the pitch, and hopefully the next couple of weeks that's where he'll be.
Bobby Traynor got a hat-trick today. He's had an amazing start to the season, hasn't he?
People say, oh yeah, he's not doing this, not doing that, and he's not. But he works hard, you know. People get this thing about him where they say he stands up there, Bobby, but he's a goal scorer, and that's why, you know, they called him Son of Douse and all the rest of it. But we're talking about it a lot, and he North works hard for the team. He'll battle around, he'll have a go, and he's going to get stronger because he's still got a bit 25% fitness to get when he went away that time and nearly cost me my job. Sorry, Bob. And the thing is, he's come back, and he sticks the ball in the back of the net, and that's all we can do.
Dean Lodge looked like he was getting kicked to pieces all game. Is there any better response than scoring the goal he did?
He's good, and he got a penalty for Henny and stuff like that. Jolly young Christian done well, a good finish. He should have had one more in the. But Lodge is like that, he's frustrating. I have my arguments with him, but I love the kid. I think he's a great kid, and he's really doing well. Like we had a little friendly we did last week, and he come along. And he's sure to decide to play for the club, and he come along just to, you know, because he's been injured all week, he come along to support the boys and all that. And little things I'm seeing, he's always on time now. He's on time at training, he's on time. Funny enough, the first time he hasn't been was a day, but that's not a worry, that's just normal for him. But he's actually sure to care about the club, and I think he's enjoying it. And last season he had with 26 different clubs. I think he's settled now and he wants to do well for it, and I'm sure he will do. He can frustrate you, but frustrations. You know, I've got to put up with it just because I know he can win a game for you or win a penalty for you, which Bobby scores. And how many times I would like to say in the last year we had it when Lodgy gets penalty three and that scores, Lodgy gets penalty three and that scores. It's happened quite a lot, to be honest. So it's, I think that's fair dues as well, you know.
When you brought Carl Wilson-Dennis off, it was 2-1. Was your thinking behind that to hold it at 2-1? Because it wasn't a like-for-like swap, was it?
Carl was very, very tired, and he was shattered, and he doesn't get no protection either, Carl. So we thought we'd get Lodgy up the middle to actually, remember, he's turned their back four and get young Christian to give Lee Hall a bit of help, because their little number seven was quick and was sharp, and we just wanted to go as instead of having a little three in there, as a big strong 4-4-2 with that little get out one into Lodgy, who could run at their back four or even a one over the top. To be honest, Bex is the same. We got him on to give the ball away because we thought that we weren't keeping the ball as much as we liked. So to be fair, like, Bex has come on, pass to Jolly, and Lodgy scored. Things like that work for you at times, like, you know. But that was the plan. So sometimes when a plan works, you see a fair deal. Sometimes it goes against you, and I'll be on here saying I made a complete muck up, you know. So at the minute, no to do with Hamsey whatsoever. Or Taylor, all down to me. No, it was one of we decided between if we were to do that, and it actually works. So it's, I'm pleased, and you know, pleased for, like I say, more than anything, I'm pleased for young Christian. I keep seeing it, but this time last year he was playing Sunday morning football. We obviously, as we like young kids coming to our team, like young Robert come on today and done well. The future is with the youths, we hope. But we need some roller heads, and at the minute it's about roller heads playing. But the young kids are doing well when they come on, so I'm delighted for them.
The last couple of wins, the last couple of weeks, I spoke to Mark and to Martin. It's about time you took some of the credit, isn't it, for some of the wins? You always stick your head up when we lose. But
I'm one of them where I try to protect the club if I can. I feel it's a made job to do it. I get stick off managers like Paul Doswell, the Sutton manager. What a tough bloke he is. He rings and said, listen, you talk and you leave yourself open for criticism, and you know, your expectations are too high. And I get a lot of managers ringing us up saying, listen, hold on a minute, you blame. But I want to be like that, because I think the thing I want to try to give is everybody hope around the place. I want to think that we can challenge at the other top end. I want to think we can bring some glory back to the club. If I could turn around and say, oh yeah, well, we took you from the combined counties to this stage now. But to be honest, you know, I think if you settle for second best, whatever you do, so I do blame yourself a lot, and I do take it. But yeah, Harmsey's thing, keep saying, I think he's the best you can ever get. I think Morton's excellent at his job. I wouldn't swap them for nothing. We just got to battle along, taking credit and all that. You know, I prefer the players taking credit, but I do think when things go drastically long, and when the start we had losing fives and fours, and that, the manager's got to have a look at himself there. And I've certainly done that, and you know, and it's one of them where I feel guilt, to be honest. If we do have that run, I get on very well. You know how strong I am with my chairman and things like that. You feel a bit guilty for them, guilty for yourselves, guilty for table one and all the people who come to the games. So yes, I do put a lot on myself, but I prefer being like that, because I want to try to compete and do the best I can for my club. Once I sit back and say, yeah, we're doing great and all that, I think that's when we might start seeing a dip. Then at the minute we're third from bottom. We've got to get out of that position, and that's what we plan to do, you know. And we'll all look forward to Monday if I have a draw, you know.
Presumably tonight you'll be celebrating after such a resounding 4-1 win.
Well, tonight, no, I've had a nightmare. My mother-in-law's down all morning, so what can be better about winning an FA Cup game and spending the night with a bloody mother-in-law? Absolutely terrible. So no, I'll have a crap night.